Hello, my friend, and welcome to your meditation and mindfulness practice. My name is Pranila Lila Rose, and I will be your guide through this meditation and mindfulness practice. This series is more than just a meditation practice. Mindfulness is very important when you're learning how to meditate. You need to become aware or mindful of what your mind is accustomed to focusing on. Most of us are focusing on the outside experiences or on the inner turmoil of the mind or the emotions, and we get swept away with them without really knowing how to stop and get off the wheel. This series will help you become aware of yourself in a way you cannot do when things move so fast and you don't know how to stop and pay attention to what is going on inside of you. You will learn to slow down enough so you can pay attention to what keeps you spinning, often spinning out of control, as if the outer circumstances are in charge of your life. I have taught this series since 2008, and I keep refining it as I learn more about people's needs. So please, if there's anything you need more clarity on, or if you have suggestions as to what you need specifically that may not be covered here, please do let me know. I have broken this series down into 6 parts to make sure to cover the many areas where most people get stuck in meditation. Not just beginners. People who have meditated for a long time can always benefit from becoming conscious of the underlying unconscious areas that keep us struggling and striving without finding the peace that we are all looking for. Meditation is a great way to help still the mind and to get clarity. However, without being able to embody that and bring it into your daily life, the job is still only half done. As a certified Hakomi practitioner, I have been very connected to the body and the wisdom that resides in there. The body is a wonderful instrument to learn about yourself and to embody any spiritual experiences you may have had in the past or in the present, or you may have in the future. When I had my first spiritual opening in 1987, I was not in touch with my body at all. I basically did not really trust myself or what I felt, and mostly believed others more than myself. I had to go through some difficult times because I did not trust myself. And after this beautiful experience that I had, this beautiful opening, I had to learn a lot about discernment in my life, which I had never really embodied before, because I didn't learn that when I grew up. And I didn't learn how to trust and respect my own feelings and values and needs, which caused me a lot of suffering, even with a strong spiritual practice and connection. I do not recommend this. It does not serve you or anybody else. Learning to embody ourselves, our feelings, our longings, our wisdom is essential to living the life we came here to live. Our spiritual and human experience is one and the same, so we must learn to integrate it. So in this series, we'll go through 6 phases: the body, your thoughts, your feelings, your heart's longing, your being and the art of allowing, and your true self. Of course, you cannot really separate these parts because they're all one. But by breaking them down and focusing on them one at a time, it's easier to start recognizing them when they show up and try to take your attention away from where you really want to be. The first meditation will guide you into your body. And this is the first point of reference we can use as the doorway into our own wisdom, and unfortunately one that so many people avoid. Most of us live more in our head and our mind than our body, and focus more on the past or the future and not on the present now moment where everything is happening. This first meditation will go through the steps one by one into your body. We will cover every body part. And all you will need to do in that meditation is follow my voice and repeat it inside of yourself as you follow along in your body. We will also set an intention at the beginning of the meditation to help you focus on what it is that you would like to walk away with from the meditation and into your life. I will start out going through the body in all the following meditations, but not as long as I will in the first one. Having taught meditation at UCSC since 2008, I have learned that it is very helpful for new meditators to get grounded in the body first before focusing on other areas. The second meditation will address the mind and thoughts and beliefs. You will learn that you are not your thoughts and that you can create a gap between you and your thoughts. Once the thoughts are more conscious, you will realize that you have a choice where you want to put your attention. And you may be surprised how much power we all have given to our thoughts. The third meditation will address your feelings, your emotions, and it will teach you how to be present with them, how to listen to them so they don't get the best of you. Unconscious emotions can be overwhelming at times, and unless we have a way of being present with them, it's so easy to reach for the unhealthy distractions instead of being present with our feelings. Once you learn how to meet your deep emotions inside, they start relaxing and they won't have so much power over your life and over your decisions. We can then make healthier choices and start to embody ourselves and our values in a life-changing way. The fourth meditation will help you become aware of your heart's desire and your heart's deepest longing. We're all born with a specific blueprint in us as a potential for our life to unfold. And this blueprint is found in our heart. Most people are so caught up in the busyness of life and things that don't really matter or make them feel fulfilled, because they are not in touch with their heart and its wisdom and the underlying movement or current or flow, call it whatever you will, that naturally wants to happen. That is actually waiting to happen when we finally put our attention there. And this is true for everyone, for you, for me, for everybody. And this meditation will help you connect back to your heart and help you open up the flow of life and love that you came here for. Basically, your life, when you listen to it and allow it. The fifth meditation will bring the previous four together and teach you the art of allowing. When we learn to allow what is, the grip of resistance and fear can lessen. And we put our attention, our state of being, where we are not trying to resist or change our life experience. You'll get an understanding of yourself as the state itself that allows everything, including the things you resist normally or are afraid of. And that way, you open up to your natural flow that will wash away all the tension and pain and help you realize your true being. The sixth meditation will focus on this state of being that we touched in on in the fifth meditation. This state of being can also be called the observer, or the witness, or the one that allows. And it allows everything. You may have heard the term the observer before. Once we have had a taste of the effortlessness of our body, mind, and feelings when we don't try to change it with force or with resistance, we can really start focusing on our true being or our essence, or we can call it our presence. It's really who we are. This presence is always in a state of peace and rest. And when you realize that you are that presence, you always have a place to fall back into if the busyness of the world has pulled you too far away from yourself. We'll be using self-inquiry and ask the age-old question, who am I? And we will allow our I am to answer the question by allowing it to come forth. Each section in this series has two parts. On the first one, I will share a little about the specific area that we are going to explore, but it won't have the meditation on it. The second part will only be the meditation, so you can listen to it whenever you want without any of the preview first. Please be aware that I will be guiding you through these meditations to help you focus on one area at a time instead of letting the mind run the show. The guidance is to help your mind relax and let go of its grip so you can start enjoying your true nature and being that is patiently waiting underneath the turmoil of the mind. So in the beginning, please let yourself be guided. Then, when you feel more comfortable with the meditation, you can always turn off the tape and just let yourself enjoy and be the silence and the presence that you are. Also in the beginning, I want to invite you to stay in the silence inside after the meditation is over on the tape. And just let yourself soak in it as long as you can. Before you listen to each meditation, I encourage you to find a comfortable chair to sit in, or if you prefer, sitting on the floor. Find a place where you will not be disturbed. Turn off your phone, your computer, and give yourself the space and time just for you. This is your time. This is your time to get to know yourself, to go deep within and start finding the real you underneath all the turmoil of the world, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, and any other distractions that keep you away from the peace that you already are at the core. If you want to, you can also get together with some of your friends and listen to these meditations together. I wish you a wonderful journey into yourself, and may you find and enjoy the peace that you're looking for and that you already are.